Illegal immigration continuing unabated. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Customs and Border Protection releasing new numbers Friday evening, reporting more than 250,000 encounters in December with people who'd crossed the southern border illegally. It's yet another record. Mexican cartels capitalizing.
Today, roughly, there are five cartels that compete for trafficking, drugs, and migrants. One of the first, the Gulf Cartel, which built routes into South Texas. Now, the Zetas in the new Jalisco cartel, they moved in from southern Mexico to the north, and then you have the Tijuana cartel fighting with the Sinaloa cartel for California and Arizona. Today, each one is really a multi-billion dollar business employing thousands, and nothing illegal crosses the border without their approval, ranging from migrants at $5,000 to $20,000 each to drugs worth millions.
Fox's William Longinus. House Republicans are planning hearings into border security beginning next week. President Biden says he'd like a sit-down with GOP congressional leaders on several matters, including extending the country's debt limit and federal spending cuts. But Press Secretary Corinne Jean-Pierre again saying the two can't be tied together.
We have been clear on this. The president has been clear on this. It should not be used as a political weapon.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he would accept an invitation to meet with the president. But the speaker says the Biden document investigation shows the Justice Department has been politicized.
We were lied about and not told that they had documents, that they raided another president, that they don't believe justice is equal. They believe justice should be served on people they politically disagree with, and that they are above the law.
Speaker McCarthy on Fox News Primetime with Jesse Waters. Wall Street Friday shaking off three straight down days to close higher. The Dow up 331 points. NASDAQ gained 288. The S&P 500 closing 73 points higher. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
S.com.
A newly enacted ban on assault weapons in Illinois is narrowly put on hold temporarily.
A judge in Illinois' Effingham County granted a temporary restraining order against the assault-style weapons ban signed into law earlier this month. It bans dozens of rapid-fire handguns and rifles, but former Republican candidate for Attorney General Tom DeVore said state legislators passed it without transparency, and then he sued to block it. However, this newest order from the judge only applies to the four gun dealers and 850 people listed on the lawsuit. Lawmakers came up with that ban in response to the mass shooting at Highland Park's 4th of July parade. Seven people were killed. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley considering a run for president in 2024, telling Fox's Hannity,
"It is time for a new generation. It is time for more leadership. It is time for the fact that we really start to take our country back. We cannot have another term of Joe Biden."
Haley served as South Carolina's governor prior to being appointed to the UN post by former President Trump. She predicts there will be several Republicans challenging her old boss for the GOP nomination. Mr. Trump and one of his attorneys have been sanctioned in order to pay a huge fine over a lawsuit they'd filed,
saying the lawsuit against former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and nearly three dozen other people, quote, should never have been brought. U.S. District Judge Donald Middlebrooks has ordered former President Donald Trump and one of his lawyers to pay nearly a million $1 billion in sanctions. The Florida federal judge issued a scathing ruling, saying no reasonable lawyer would have filed it and that it was, quote, intended for a political purpose. Others named in the suit filed by Trump lawyer Alina Haba include former FBI Director James Comey and the Democratic National Committee. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.